your non-stop entertainment radio.
Can we give each other hope?
Chances with me, Hilaria Asumu, your host for the evening and on Radio Africana. That was Hopebringer by Jean-Paul Asumu, obviously my son, and I hope you enjoyed that. That was a soulful anthem that calls us to rise gently but firmly through adversity, perfect for today's theme. So I think about two Saturdays ago, he and his sister performed that at the Salford Health and Culture Festival, and everybody was taken with the song. So if you love that song, if you go on Spotify, you can download it, you can stream it, and you can do anything with it. It's on all platforms currently. And as I said, welcome to Second Chances with me, Hilaria Asumu. We've been through a lot this year. Yes, a lot of us, we've lost people, we've had loss, we've had cuts, we've had pressure from every direction, whether it's health, finances or family. Life feels heavy. Some of us are carrying silent fears about the future. Others are wrestling with disappointment, fatigue, or feeling forgotten. Maybe you're doing your best to smile on the outside, but something inside is quietly breaking. Today's episode is a gentle hand on your shoulder, wherever you are in the country. And wherever you are listening to me right now, feel that gentle touch on your shoulder. And that's me saying, it will be okay. Don't give up. Keep pushing. Keep coming out and keep standing. Every time you feel pushed down, you have to find the strength to stand up. not forgetting that you have other people around you who are going through the same thing. Reach out to them. Just today in church, I actually stood up to speak to those people who have just moved to the UK, who are trying to find their feet, and who are struggling and thinking, where do I belong? And the sermon today was about belonging and love. And that was really powerful. So if you have love still remaining in you in this current climate, in the current situation we find ourselves, look out for your next neighbor. It could be a smile. It could be a touch. It could just be anything. You don't know what people are going through at the moment. That gentle touch on the shoulder, it's a reminder that even in hard times, there is light, even in brokenness. There is beauty, even when things fall apart. Hope can still rise. I'm not doing a motivational talk today, but having a conversation about real resilience. So today we'll talk about how to stay hopeful when your health isn't improving, how to hold on to faith when life keeps giving you detours, and how to be a hope bringer in your own family, church, or community, even when you are struggling yourself. We're not pretending today. We're pressing in, we're pressing on, and we're giving others hope. So let's walk together through the dark towards the light. Coming up is the song from Asa, There's a Place, and it's a musical reminder that even the lost and the weary have a home. It's a reflective song that reminds us that healing doesn't always look like movement. Sometimes it's just rest, and when you rest, you breathe. So I'll see you back here in a minute. Don't go away.
There's a place I long to be, where the air is wild and free. It's a little haven just for me. I can let my hair down and be me. Just a smile for a start, and it only takes a spark to begin the fire in your heart. Wouldn't you agree? I believe that I can be only the best in whatever I do. Guaranteed to take the lead, only the best in whatever I do. Guaranteed, yes indeed, to be the best in whatever I do. There's a place not far away, where the sky is never grey. Orange as the evening setting sun. A place that has a friend for everyone. Where the smile will warm your heart, and the people think about everything to make your dream come true. Everything is you. I believe that I can be all of the best in whatever I do. Guaranteed to take the lead, all of the best in whatever I do. Guaranteed, yes indeed, all of the best in whatever I do. Won't you take my hand and let me lead? Would you rather trust me? Be me.
Welcome back. That was Asa with There's a Place. I hope you enjoyed that. In this segment, we acknowledge what many people won't say aloud. I am tired. And, you know, they're tired of pain. Tired of putting on a strong face. Tired of managing expectations, juggling illness, responsibility, and the emotional weight of appearing okay. We talk about the physical exhaustion that comes with illness, yes, but we also talk about the emotional weariness that creeps in when your body is trying to survive and your spirit is trying to stay hopeful. But let's be real. Some mornings you wake up and your first thought is, can I get through this day? Do I want to get out of this bed? But for most people, it's not laziness. It's not weakness. It's real. Your mind and your body are doing hard work. If you're in pain, fighting for medication, living on benefits, juggling childcare and hospital visits, of course, you're tired. You're carrying mountains, mountains of burdens, mountains of problems, mountains of trying to resolve other people's issues but yours. But what if rest was also strength? What if allowing yourself to feel it all, to stop performing, was actually the bravest thing you could do? This is something that most organ transplant patients feel. This is something that they have to deal with on a daily basis. And I don't blame them, because it is hard. Really, really hard. And these questions, you know, they go in and out. It's round and round and round your head. But you are allowed to admit it hurts. We hear from patients and caregivers who say they felt guilty for needing help. Mm-mm, don't do that. You deserve it. Reach out, speak out, talk to somebody. What are you guilty for? Guilty for needing a break? But today we give permission. You are not a robot. You're allowed to collapse sometimes and, you know, come across as weak, because that's the topmost thing in people's minds. People will think I'm weak and that I'm not able to look after my my loved one. But that's not it. You are allowed to feel fatigue. You are allowed to admit it hurts. But when you don't speak out, when you don't talk to people, it might just be, you know, your next door neighbor. It might be you going in to see the doctor of your loved one that you're caring for. You can ask for help. There is a lot out there that a lot of people don't know about. You can approach your council. You can speak to officers. You can find out what is there to help you, because there are different groups that are in the community that can help you. But when you keep everything inside and you don't open your mouth to speak about the hurt, to speak about the fatigue, to speak about the stress, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and tighter and tighter until you explode. But we don't want you to explode. And that is why we're talking about it today. So let's breathe through this moment with the next song, Nobody by DJ Neptune, and featuring Joe Boy and Mr. Easy. Because in our lowest moments, we realize it's okay to lean on others. It's okay to need support. Don't go away. You're going to enjoy this. And I'll see you back here.
Jordan.
Hope you enjoyed that song. It is a reminder that we don't walk this road alone. Even when the healing hasn't come, we are still surrounded by people who love us, who are willing to be there to be our rock, our support, and also a shoulder to lean on, and you know, an ear to listen to the issues that we face. What does it mean to live in the in-between? Not quite healed, not quite broken, not quite okay, not quite out. This is where many of us live. We are in the process. We are showing up to dialysis. We are going to counseling, if available. We are taking medications. We are praying. But nothing is done yet. A couple of weeks ago, I was talking to somebody. From my high school. Basically, they were, in a higher class than I was. So they actually graduated two or three years before me. And this, I was talking to this lady, and everybody knows I'm always very quick to talk about, you know, my experience and, you know, things happening to me. And I try to change people one at a time if I can. If I can get a group, okay. So I was talking to this lady, and, you know, I was talking again about my story. And she said, you know, I thought, you know, you've got the transplant. And I said, yes, I have. But that doesn't mean it's a cure. It's just a treatment. It just stops me from going on dialysis four times a week and 3.5 hours each time. It's not a cure. I'm still on, you know, long-term medications, immunosuppressants to keep my kidney in my body, because my body can reject it. And she was like, oh, I didn't know. I thought you were okay, because I see you everywhere. You know, you're doing this, you're doing that. You know, I'm seeing you on TV, I'm hearing you on radio. You know, all the things that you're doing. I thought you were okay. And I said, no, as a kidney patient, you remain a kidney patient for life. You can't just suddenly be cured like that. If a miracle happens, oh, yes, of course, I will take it. but there's no miracle. And also, there are underlying conditions that can play up. And you end up in the hospital, in and out, and sometimes thinking, you know, why am I here? Because when you talk to people just like this lady, they don't understand. They think that the getting a kidney is a cure. It is not a cure. We are in the process. But one thing I know is that a lot of people talk about faith. Faith in the middle is not glamorous. It's gritty. It's when you drag yourself to the clinic, even when your energy is on zero. It's when you keep applying for help, even after 5 rejections. It's when you stay open to hope, to God, to change, even when it could be easier to shut down. Now, we do have faith. And, you know, as kidney patients, that faith, that hope is there, where we hope that somebody will come up and sign up to be an organ donor, whether as a deceased donor or as a living donor, to give us that second chance at life. And currently, on the transplant list, we have over 8,000 people waiting for a transplant. And of that 8,000, 7,000 of that 8,000, almost 7,000, are people waiting on a kidney transplant. That is a huge number. It is really huge. This week is Organ Donation Week, and today is the last day of the Organ Donation Week. And as I sit here talking and, you know, trying to raise awareness, I want you to put yourself in the shoes of those people who are on the organ donation list waiting for that call. And you can be that person giving them that hope. Let's talk about what keeps us grounded in that place as kidney patient. It's a Bible verse. Maybe it's a child's voice. And maybe it's remembering who you were before life knocked you sideways. And I trust that when you think back, it actually hits you that this is your life now. And you who's on the other side and thinking, oh, I cannot donate, don't forget that anything could happen anytime. I'm not saying it's going to happen to you, but we never know. I didn't know. I lived my life, you know, just like you who's listening to me right now. I lived my life. I went to work. I went to friends' events or parties. And I came home, saw my 2 kids. I was happy until I became one of those statistics. And my doing this is to raise that awareness in this time, in this week of organ donation, and telling people to think about all those 7,000 people waiting for a transplant, waiting for that call, and waiting for a second chance. You are not alone in the middle. For those people who are waiting, many are here with you. Some are ahead, some are just arriving, but all of us are holding on. And as we hold on to that hope that somebody from our community will have that presence of mind to come forward and sign up to the organ donor register, whether it's a deceased donation donor register or the living donor register. Please think about those people right now who are wondering when. So let's rise into this next track, Great Nation by Timi Dakolo. It's a national anthem of courage that also works as a personal anthem of belief in things yet to come. I'll see you back here in a minute.
With one song, with one voice, we're a nation undivided and poised. We will take a stand and build our land in faith to defend what. Here we are as a people with one heart for one cause. We're determined to rebuild and restore. We're freedom. over, Nigeria, stand up. Nigeria, stand up. Don't be saying.
Welcome back. That was Timi Dakolo with Great Nation. And that was a reminder that speaking life isn't about being perfect. It's about presence, compassion, and choosing not to disappear. We all know someone who is struggling, but many of us feel helpless when it comes to supporting them. Because you don't know what to do. You don't know how to help. This is a topic that we don't talk about in the Black community. And because of that, we cannot help each other. What do you say to a friend who's just lost a parent to this disease? A sibling with a new diagnosis? A neighbor whose child is sick from this disease? How do you reach out to them? So I want to break down the practical ways to show up with grace and authenticity. So when you, as a neighbor, a friend, a brother, a sister, a cousin, or just somebody who wants to help, when you find yourself in that situation, say, I don't know what to say, but I'm here. That is heavy. That carries a whole lot of power and love. And you can just say, can I sit with you? And sometimes that's all people need. Somebody to sit by them and just say, I understand. And then you'll be surprised how easy it is for them to open up to you and start to talk. Because that is all they want to do. Just talk about how this disease affects them. Imagine if, you know, a quarter of us in Salford do that to people we know are kidney patients. Or you go volunteer in the hospital, in the renal ward, and say, I just want to be here to be a body to somebody in this ward because I understand. Or I want to understand. Another thing you can say is, do you want to talk or just be quiet together? And believe me, that is amazing. If you want, you can hold their hands. It's not contagious like most people from African countries think. It's not contagious. You can hold their hands. That little gesture in itself is enough to give them peace. And you could also ask or say, I made some food, no pressure. It's up to them. But find out first what foods are okay for kidney patients to have. If you do all of this, imagine how much peace you can bring to those patients. You don't need to have any answers. And sometimes the best thing you can do is not leave. Because yes, there will be awkward silences. But as you continue to do it, you get better at it. You get to understand that patient. And they would appreciate seeing you in the hospital. When you come, they are looking out for you, hoping you're going to come. That is a lovely, lovely relationship starting. And for those of us who are struggling, let this segment remind you, you are not too much. You are not a burden. You are loved. Because when you think that you are too much, you cannot get that person who would be your support through the rest of your journey. You might not get them. Some people don't want to disturb other people because they think, oh, it's too much hassle. I don't want them to come and see me. I don't want to take them away from, you know, what they're doing. But they don't mind because if they signed up for it willingly and they've asked to volunteer to sit with you, to talk with you, then of course they are willing to do it and they're willing to support you. Don't push people away. Don't push them away. Don't think on their behalf. Don't assume. Allow them, give them space gently to come and support you. And whilst you're ruminating on that, let's move into this next song, Stronger by Young John. It's an Afrobeat anthem of resilience that reminds us our presence matters more than perfection. I'll see you back here in a minute.
Oh no, oh no. Mommy, can you see me now? What I put down for my many times I didn't see you longer. Need to say you wait a little longer. This our life, every day I do bad. Why don't kill me, make me stronger? But this one weak me, make I no lie. Look in my eye when I think of it. But you don't know you for done jay. Why don't kill me, make me stronger? But this one weak me, make I no lie. My melanin queen, fine girl, no pimple, classy and simple.
So, welcome back. That was Stronger by Long John, and you know, I hope you enjoyed that because it's a celebratory call to those who survived the storm and now wonder what comes next. this is the penultimate segment, and I hope you've been able to get some golden nuggets to help you reach out to those who are on dialysis and also transplant patients, and those also on the transplant list who are waiting for that call. Some of us have made it through the worst, and now we ask, what's next? What's next? Both those who are looking to support kidney patients and transplant patients, and all those who are considering becoming becoming donors or signing up to the register. What next? That is a question I'm asking you this evening. And also for those on the transplant list, what next? What do you want to do next? How are you going to reach out to people within the community or within your social circle and tell them, I have kidney disease and I would really appreciate your support? How are you doing that? And, you know, when you do that, you are assured of survivor, because survival is a triumph. But after survivor comes reinvention. You have to reinvent yourself. As a donor, you have to reinvent yourself. When I got my transplant, it changed my life. And that is why I do this today. I not just do this radio show, I also go out within the community to talk to people about becoming organ donors. And I have partnered with the Living Donor Team at the Salford Royal. And if you're thinking about becoming a donor, reach out to me. This segment is about legacy, that legacy you leave behind. It's about using your story to lift others. And this is for both recipients and donors. You don't have to become a speaker or start a charity. Sometimes sharing your story on a bench at church or at the school gate or in your WhatsApp, on your WhatsApp status or group is a start. You have the wisdom, you have the strength, and someone needs your words. Whether you survived depression, a failed transplant, financial crisis, or abuse, you are here. And that means your story still has purpose. So let's end this segment with Do Yourself by Angelique Kidjo and Burna Boy. A track that feels like sunlight after the rain. And trust me, it feels warm and it feels like success. So listen and let it minister to you. I hope you enjoy.
Let us see the beat. What can I do?
I'm not. up, I don't feel them. If not be me, for be someone else.
I've been on my knees, but I don't need help.
You said you go lie for me in five L.
Hallelujah, be a be more than. If you do well, you won't make it fall apart.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that song, Do Yourself by Angelique Kidjo. And, you know, it's a soft reminder, a soft and firm reminder that your life has value. So if you're thinking that your life doesn't have value because you're on dialysis, well, scrap that. It's not. Your life has value. That your voice, your health, and your hope are not for negotiation. Do not negotiate with anybody about your life. You live your life. It is not the end of the world. You still have breath in you. And when you wake up every morning, say thank you, Jesus, even if that's the only prayer you can say. So that was Angelique Kidjo. So we've come to the end of the of this episode. On Radio Africana with me, Hilary Asumo. And we've talked about what it means when strength runs out. How rest, not performance, can be an act of resistance and survival. We've explored what it looks like to hold faith in the middle, when life hasn't yet turned the corner. But we stand anyway. We discussed the power of presence, and how being a hope bringer doesn't mean having answers. It means not disappearing. And we ended with a powerful reminder. If you've made it through your story, if you've made it through, your story isn't just survival. It's a message someone else needs to hear. So this has been a journey of honesty, hope, and healing. To anyone listening who feels like they are at the end of themselves, you are not alone. This season will pass. To the one still waiting on the transplant list, don't let go. To the one who made it, show us the way. Speak out, share your story, share your journey. It could help the next person. It doesn't matter what status you've got. Open your mouth. You never know who can help. You never know who can be there for you. Today, I have really opened up my heart, and I haven't run from the truth. To the one who has made it through, to those who've made it through, as I said, share your story. Or reach out to me and we can find a way to bring you on to the session to speak about what you've been through to help others. Next week on Second Chances, we explore when you are the strong one who holds you up. A powerful conversation for carers, leaders, and those who always carry others. Because even strong ones break, and even they need backup. Until then, Odaro, and in Swahili, it's Usiku, I think, Usiku Mewa. And in Igbo, Kashifonu. So be well, be kind, and may you always find the courage to hope, even when it hurts. Good night, and see you next Sunday for another session of Second Chances with Hilary Asumu on Radio Africana at 5 p.m. Year Is Not For Sale by Two Baba, Wale, and a host of other musicians. See you next week. Bye.
Okay. If you look at the situation, everything harsh for this our nation. Poverty rising and inflation. Line still day for the fuel station. Things gotta change my determination. This election, no intimidation. Protect your selection, we gotta make sure everybody votes count for the future. For the future.
Shine your eye, well, well. No let anybody deceive you. Don't let them take your vote from you. Now your future be that too. Yeah. Now your future be that. Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. Together, together we can make Nigeria better. Oh, oh yeah. One vote, one vote. We can make Nigeria better. No matter how the thing they do you, yeah. No matter how much money them they give you, no sell your vote.
No get banya kairu, hey, I beg for love, I beg you vote.
Time don't come again, no. Them done they show their face, oh. No sell your right, oh. Now follow them fight, oh.
Over to you, so not fear, speak up to you. So ginger, don't let anybody spoil them for you. The power is in you, no sell ammo for money. No sell your boat, your right, your hoe. For fufu,
Kumezansibaku sin yakare.
Yakare.
Diku wanitane dunku sin shashare.
Sin shari.
Ankalan ku gare ya bace eh gaba ta fi bayewa sai maki kanka sai maki kanki ni rayuwa da inganci
no need to fight
oh need to fight oh
because your pikin
no go join
you
that oh
they go they won't gonna they love you
they love you
oh don't sell your phone for your bad
baby, oh. No make mistake today, oh, it goes for your tomorrow. Mommy, daddy, oh. See, see, baby, oh. The time don't come again to vote, so make we match.
Go. We go vote, we go come to work together. We go vote, we go decide our future.
Oh, no matter where you come from, we're part of a great nation, that's all. Everyone sing with me. Yeah. From the hilltops of Ogugu and then Ugu, from the plateaus of Jos and Taraba, from the food baskets of Boko and Otumbo, yeah, to the smiling, shining sun in Sokoto, we go Boto. From Ondo to Tewa, we go Boto. From Port Harcourt to Kaduna, yeah, till no one is left behind. Nigeria is yours and mine.
This is Radio Africa.
Votes are only with your PVC, man. Thank you very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
It ain't always easy, but I know that God is always good. And he has never failed me, so I know he'll work it for my good. It is well, it is well.
It is well.
it is well with me. It is well, it is well with me. It is well.
It is well.
Through my struggle.